Coming up on August 31st, it's been designated as National Overdose Awareness Day. And locally here, MAHARS, the Mental Health Addiction and Recovery Services Board, holding a vigil at Lakeview Park. We have folks from them later in the week. We'll talk with them about that. But kind of tying in with that, as well as the fact that coming up in September, it's Pain Awareness Month. We're talking about opioid addiction, things like that that could lead to overdoses and deaths, obviously. Someone to help us get some answers of maybe some opioid options for pain is Dr. Alan Rector. He's the orthopedic surgeon from Orthopedic Associates in Houston, Texas. He joins us. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about it. I mean, we've been dealing with the opioids for quite a long time, and then the pandemic comes around, and it kind of changes the landscape a little bit. How do you see those two events kind of really kind of creating troubles for us?
Well, it's true. I mean, really, before the COVID, and that's all you heard about, was the opioid epidemic, and then COVID came in and kind of knocked it off its perch, but it's still been a big issue ongoing here in the background. And, you know, from my standpoint as a surgeon, you know, we're dealing really on both sides of this thing. We're a little bit part of the problem, if you think about it, because we're doing surgeries that are causing pain, and then we're having to prescribe medications for that pain. So really, we have to be part of the solution as well. And when you're thinking that, you know, we're doing 50 million surgical procedures each year in the United States, you're dealing with a lot of pain pills that are hitting the streets. So really, we have to be on the solution side of things. And if you think about the patients in general, they're at particular risk, so we have to do our part.
Right. And you mentioned pain pill hitting the street. In a sense, you have those who are being prescribed it and use it in the correct dosage, and sometimes it turns into an addiction. And then there's other ones who suddenly take advantage of the fact that there's a medicine cabinet filled with pills that they can do things with. But let's go back a little bit to talk about what you do now. What is the talk that you have with your patients as far as pain management? What type of things are, what are the options for them now?
Well, you're still using pain medication. You know, patients, especially particularly in orthopedics, we're dealing with surgery that hurts, you know, and knee replacements in particular. Those are things that I do in addition to other procedures, but those are things we're using a hammer and a saw. So you would expect that there's going to be some type of pain that's associated with it. And what we've learned really is that there's an inflammatory response that happens from surgery. It's for the, you know, the first 2 to 3 days. It's like going to the dentist and you expect to look like a chipmunk for 2 to 3 days, but that really happens all over the body. So we really have to have a discussion with the patient that we need to get you through particularly the first few days. And if we can really get them through that inflammatory window the first few days, then it makes the whole experience so much better.
So, Dr. Rector, what are the options maybe that are the non-opioid options that are out there?
So they have come out with a medication that is called Zen Relief with Heron Therapeutics. I'm in partnership with Heron Therapeutics. It's a medication that is a combination medicine that's an anti-inflammatory mixed with a local anesthetic. And we've always had good local anesthetics that were helpful in the first 12 to 24 hours after surgery. The problem was we didn't have anything that would get you through that 72-hour period that I mentioned before. So this medication has a proprietary polymer that breaks down over the course of 72 hours and delivers it to the surgical site. So it's not a pill. It's not an injection. It's something that the surgeon puts at the surgical site. And over that 2 or 3 day period when the patient is normally going to experience the max amount of inflammation and pain, it really mutes that. So in my experience, I've had patients that have a knee replacement and go home and take, you know, less than 10 pain pills, and some that took none, which is really unheard of.
Was this something that has been developed just recently, or was it already in the works prior to this epidemic, in a sense?
It's recent, and earlier this year, it became FDA-approved. It had the indications through the FDA to be able to be used in the knee replacement surgery, hernia surgery, and bunion surgery. It launched at the beginning of July, and it's now starting to show more widespread use across the country.
Any warnings we need to know about? Anytime there's something new out there, there's sort of a positive, and then we kind of have to sort of monitor what might side effects could possibly be.
Oh, of course. You always tell patients there's good and bad to everything, right? So when you're dealing with local anesthetics, you always worry about some type of an interaction or an allergy. In particular with anti-inflammatories, all anti-inflammatories have what we call a black box warning, where particularly there could be some issues with the GI tract. People talk about getting ulcers and things like that from them, cardiovascular risks as well. But, you know, by and large, these two medicines have been out for over 20 years with an incredibly good safety profile.
Talking this morning with Dr. Alan Rector. He is an orthopedic surgeon for Orthopedic Associates in the Houston, Texas area. And I suppose in your job, you're dealing with young, athletic people and then older folks that have different bone and type of things. Does this work through any age range and the same treatment would be applied?
Well, specifically right now, the indications are limited to knee replacement surgeries, bunions, and hernia. So, you know, it's a medication that probably at some point may have more widespread use, in my opinion. But at this point, they're just being used in those three indicated surgeries.
At this point for you, though, is what's your protocol now? Because a lot of times doctors, in a sense, were not aware or they didn't really know the impact of just prescribing the pain pills for the patients. Is there a deeper talk? Is there more information out there now that maybe people want to look into?
Sure. I mean, we have that conversation with each one of the patients that may be undergoing one of those surgeries and tell them that really this is something that we're going to start using in surgery, and my expectation is that hopefully their experience is better, because all the side effects that people typically experience with the opioids, the constipation, the nausea, those type of things, we want to get rid of those as much as possible. So we have that conversation with them, and if someone is about to undergo a procedure like that, it's probably something worthwhile to talk to their physician about as well. And then clearly on the internet, there's tons of information, so you could look this up also at zenrelief.com. It's spelled ZYNRELEF.com.
Sounds good. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting the interesting word out this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Alan Rector joining us, orthopedic surgeon from Orthopedic Associates out of the Houston, Texas area, talking about a new drug that's available for certain specific pain relief for related. It's Zen Relief, ZYNRELEF.com is the place to look for some more information on that. Again, we mentioned at the start of the interview the Opioid Awareness Day, the Overdose Awareness Day, for those who've been lost to opioids and other addiction overdoses, and the folks from the Mental Health Addiction and Recovery Services Board will be joining us. Is it early next week, I think, Craig? I'm just trying to look at our schedule.
No, it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Earlier, you said later this week, and I'm thinking we're running out of time.
Oh, well, there's a whole lot left in this week.
That's the attitude I like to hear.
Well, I'm out at the Lorain County Fair today.
I'm out there tomorrow.
So it's just sort of like, that's a different part anyway. So we'll talk with them about their Overdose Awareness Day, which is coming up on August 31st over at Lakeview Park.